I'm sitting there with Jackie, and I'm going through the Yu Darvish headlines that are being tweeted in, and a lot of them are responding to the rough first inning. Like, where's the receipt? Mm-hmm. Send him back. And I'm reading these, and she's getting upset and angry. And she's saying, no, this is so stupid. It is after one start. It's one game. You got to give him a little patience. And I said, you know what? That's a smart, rational approach to take. Then I come in this morning, and RJ swats this thing like a Bill Russell floater in the lane.
I was all upset to start with because Dave Barnett on the telecast last night, as Yu Darvish is leaving the field to the largest ovation I've ever heard for a five-run outing. Usually that's reserved for like eight innings, one run.
It was crazy. It roared off the television. Yeah. Here's what it sounded like.
And that will wrap up the Major League debut of Yu Darvish.
And now for a 5 2/3 inning, five earned run outing, that's excessive. All right. Now he did finish strong. He finished really strong. But Barnett said, paraphrasing, this is exactly what the Rangers were paying for. And no, they weren't paying for 5 2/3 with five earned runs. They weren't paying for that. They were paying for playoff performances. They were playing for eight innings. And if he was nervous last night, what's he going to be like in the American League Championship Series or the World Series, which is far more pressure.
I disagree.
You don't think that the World Series has more pressure than last night's game on Fox Sports Southwest?
Well, think about it. The way you phrase it right there, yes, it's certainly the World Series. But this is his moment. This is his time to prove himself. By that time, if they make it to the World Series or the playoffs, he's going to have a ton of starts under his belt. He's going to know what it's about. He's going to have more experience. I mean, I could easily make the argument that last night could completely tear someone apart in terms of the nerves that was attached to it. All the hype, we're all expecting him to go out there, and he probably felt like he had to throw a no-hitter or a perfect game in order to justify all the media and everyone going to surprise to follow him. Yeah, I could certainly think that the first start was more nerve-wracking for him than a playoff start. He's got the entire weight of the world on his shoulders. That's just my opinion on it.
Now, in terms of the patience factor, and Troy, I get some music here, please, for this.
Sure.
Awesome. First song I learned on guitar. Everyone on Twitter last night was saying that you was a guy making his Major League Baseball debut, and you need to be patient with Yu Darvish. And to me, that's demeaning to Yu Darvish's career. Yu Darvish's career is that of an elite, top-of-the-rotation, first-class Japanese all-star pitcher. And I can't sit here and say that Yu Darvish should be treated like any normal Major League debut kid. He's not your average Major League debut kid. Major League debut kids don't have contracts that are valued at $110 million when you factor the post fee. Major League debut kids don't have 7 years of sub-2 ERA in a pretty good baseball league. They don't have that. They've got no pedigree. Yu Darvish, he pitched in front of crowds just the same size as this in Japan every week. Every week he did. And he had the same amount of media coverage over there, maybe even more. I don't know what the media was like over there in terms of how many people covered him. You know, there was 80 Japanese media members here. I'm sure he had 80 Japanese media members at some start of his over the last 7 years. I get that it was his first start. I get that it's a learning curve. But I didn't the announcers last night, I thought Barnett, I don't want to say he lied to me, but he tried to pull the wool over our eyes by saying this is exactly what the Rangers were paying for. No,
yes.
They were not paying for 5 2/3 of five innings pitch. They're paying for playoffs. They're paying for eight innings, three runs. They're paying for seven innings, one run. Not for last night. Last night was not a good start.
No.
Neither was Cliff Lee's first start as a Ranger. It's the same thing.
4-3-7-3-3. Do you agree with Chop in terms of the lack of patience? I'm not going to give him a first year pass. I'm not going to give him a first half pass to the season. But I'll give him a first start pass, and I'll take it to two starts. I'll give him the nerves of the second start as well, and the kinks and working everything out with all the adjustments. And then that's it. Because the Texas Rangers, fair or not, they put the pressure and the expectation on him. They told us by letting C.J. Wilson walk without even making a legitimate offer compared to what he got with the Angels, they told us he is as good as C.J. They did. And that's the way it is. So first start, look, I can't. You can't be a robot. You have to be human. Things are going to get to you. And there was a buzz in the ballpark, even though it wasn't packed. That's another story that's disappointing. But all the different media, all the different hype, all the different coverage, it was his show last night. He's not stupid. He certainly knew that. And I got to cut him a break to some degree for it. Now, when you sit there and look at the Texas Rangers as a whole, by the way, side note, it's a pretty freaking good baseball team.
Oh, the offense is awesome.
When they fell down that quickly, when it was 4-0 in a blink, who thought that they were done, that this is a loss?
Clutch, baby.
No way. Not with this offense. And they abused Seattle's pitcher. And tonight, I can't wait to see Nefty.
Yeah.
I mean, as excited as I was for you, I'm maybe, if the U anticipation was a 9.5, I'm at a 9 with Nefty Feliz making the starter debut tonight. I can't wait. Charlie, you're live on New School 105.3 The Fan. Does you get any benefit of the doubt when it comes to patience, Charlie?
Well, yeah, he gets a lot of the benefit of the doubt because we really saw what he could do after the first inning. I mean, nerves obviously played a big part in what happened in that first inning. He walks three batters, gives up a couple of hard hits, but a lot of that's because he didn't trust his breaking ball in the first inning. He had to throw it hard and straight because he was getting behind in the count. After that, he gives up four runs over the next four innings, gives up one or four hits over the next four innings, gives up one run, and we saw what he could do. He battled back after throwing 42 pitches in the first inning.